time to have a chat with our weekend warrior. Anthony Dockrell joins me to help us make sense of the past 48 hours of our lives.
Good morning, Nick. No, I can't make sense of the last 48 hours.
I can't make any sense of the last 48 hours.
Certainly the weekend that just happened. Look, a big weekend for the Sydney Swans. I can make sense of that bit. Not so great for Greater Western Sydney Giants. They went down.
They did.
Now, look, the Swans swept the Cats aside in a way that I don't think any of us saw coming.
No one was expecting that.
No, I was mentally prepared for a close game and a narrow loss.
No.
Now, the Sydney Telegraph jumped on the bandwagon on Saturday with a front page.
That's great.
Celebrating the Swans' grand final win. It just so happened that the whole front page was the Cronulla Sharks with a little itty-bitty picture of the Swans in the lower right-hand corner.
Hey, it's all you need.
Oh, it is Sydney, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, look, last weekend, Melbourne Community Station Joy FM had a bomb threat. They had to evacuate the building. Now, I bring this up because some of the people who are listening probably don't know who Joy FM is. It's a sub-metro Melbourne station. It's an LGBTQI station, and I think it's the only one in the country and probably one of the few in the whole world that does that. On the weekend, they spoke with Pauline Hanson.
Wow.
Now, she dismissed any worries about the plebiscite causing mental distress to members of the public. You know, because I disagree. I don't believe that there's going to be hate. I think it'll be a balanced debate.
Okay.
Now, call me alarmist, but when Pauline Hanson thinks the debate will be civil and balanced, I think it's time for Malcolm to call the whole thing off, honestly. And she had these gems to say on marriage equality. Are you ready?
I am ready. I'm looking forward to this.
I agree that everyone has a right to peace and harmony, but the gays and lesbians are now wanting to change my way of thinking who I am. I come from a time when there was no discussion about gay marriage. That's my background. That's what I've grown up with. You want to take something from the majority of society and we've grown up with. Why do you want to take the word marriage? Now, I just want to confirm that those are the words of Pauline Hanson, not Waleed Ali. You know, it's an easy, you know, you can easily confuse that. And look, I agree that everyone has the right to peace and harmony, but the gays and lesbians are now wanting to change my way of thinking who I am. Mm. I come from a time when there was no discussion about gay marriage. That's my background. That's what I've grown up with.
That's amazing.
Now, I can now understand why Sunrise was paying Pauline Hanson to have access to that mind.
Yes, clearly. Clearly.
You know, frankly, Nick, if you had a budget, you wouldn't have me here right now, would you?
No,
you'd have Pauline Hanson. The two of you would be discussing geopolitics in Syria.
Oh, my Lord.
I know. I am kind of speechless. I'm glad that I actually thought about what I was going to say before I came in after saying those words. Finally, and it can only get worse, Social Service Minister Christian Porter has told welfare bodies that their call for increasing Newstart shows a lack of imagination.
Ah, oh, look, yeah, it's very true.
Newstart is $528.70 a fortnight. That's less than $38 a day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't need to tell me.
Less than $38 a day. You know, the welfare bodies have a lack of imagination.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
You can imagine that you were in a much nicer place.
Come with me and you'll see a world of pure imagination.
Now, how does that rank compared to what, say, politicians get per night when they're staying in Canberra?
I think that probably gets you about an hour. Mm. Wouldn't even get you an hour. What are we talking about?
I believe politicians get $237. I'm doing that off the top of my head. I'll need to look that up. So apologies to anyone out there who might be taking my word as gospel. It's around $237 per night if they need to stay in Canberra.
And what's their wage on top of that?
I don't want to talk about that.
I know.
I don't want to talk about that at all.
A lack of imagination.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, actually, Christian has shown an awful large amount of imagination to get himself in a position where he can be paid all this money and then tell people on less than $38 a day that they just need an incentive.
Buck up, buttercup. It's all going to be okay. Surely the incentive to get a job is being paid such terrible wages, welfare payments, and treated like dirt for the fact that you're one of many people currently incapable of getting a job in this country.
Yeah, just don't try and buy an Opal card on that and get to a job interview.
No.
Maybe the incentive is to do it on Skype through the NBN. I'm glad I've made you feel better about the weekend.
This has been terrible. This is so bad. I'm loving it. Thank you very much, Anthony. We'll be back for more depression this time next week. Hopefully, it'll be post-grand final.
Well, look, the Swans I'm going for the Swans. That's a positive.
All right, I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to go for Bulldogs. I can never get behind the Swans. I'm really sorry. I just can't do it.
Is it because of Louis Theroux got behind them?
No, because they're the Swans.
No, he got behind the Bulldogs.
He did. I know.